Wow, revolutionaries. How about that? Thanks to Rob Coles for coming. Rob is a dear friend and someone. I told him this on the phone. I said, you know, I really, you're one of the people in politics that I revere. And he's, I don't say that. But I do. I think that he is someone who has always, he's stood the test of time and stood so closely to his principles. And he's never wavered. And I think that's such an admirable thing that he doesn't govern by dividing people. He governs by him learning and growing and working with people. And that's why he's been in the darn legislature the longest, you know, he's the longest serving senator in Wisconsin. And, you know, just eternal thanks to Rob, to Senator Coles, for coming on and choosing this as his medium to tell that story. And, you know, there's so much that I want to talk about when it comes to that. There's one cut of audio that I wanted to play with him, but we didn't get to it. And he asked that I share this because this is one of a big reasons that he has for coming out and supporting Vice President Harris as well. And this is Liz Cheney describing what happened on January 6th during her speech in Ripon.
When Donald Trump woke up on the morning of January 6th, 2021, his intention, despite having lost the election, was that he would remain president. Rather than accept his loss and concede defeat, he had spent months overseeing a multi-part plan to attempt to seize power and remain in office. He ignored the rulings of the courts. He corruptly pressured state legislatures, including here in Wisconsin, to overturn the results of their elections. He told the Justice Department to lie for him. He conspired to have fake electoral votes cast, and he corruptly pressured his vice president to take illegal and unconstitutional actions. He summoned a mob to Washington, D.C. with his lies. And he sent the armed mob to the United States Capitol in an effort to stop the counting of electoral votes. As the violent mob attacked our Capitol, in Donald Trump's name, as they brutally beat law enforcement officers, as they hunted the vice president and the Speaker of the House, Donald Trump watched the attack on television for hours. For hours. Sitting in the dining room next to the Oval Office, he refused repeated pleas from his family, from his closest advisors, from the most senior officials in his campaign and in our government to tell the mob to leave. And when Donald Trump finally did speak publicly after hours of violence, after the Capitol had been invaded, he praised the rioters. He did not condemn them. That's who Donald Trump is. Those facts that we know about what Donald Trump did, including what he did when our Capitol was under siege, those facts do not come from Donald Trump's political opponents. Those facts come from the people closest to him. They are the ones who testified that Donald Trump did not want to stop the violent attack on our Capitol. When he learned that Vice President Pence was not going to abandon his oath and help Trump seize power, Trump sent out a tweet attacking Pence and further inflaming the mob. One of Trump's aides testified that shortly after that, this aide received a phone call alerting him that the Vice President had been evacuated for his own safety from his office off the floor of the Senate. This aide recalled rushing to the dining room to tell Trump, hoping that this information would convince him to take immediate action to ensure the vice president's safety. Instead, after this aide delivered that news, Donald Trump looked up at him and said, "So what?" He said, "So what?"
It's okay to boo. I know, you know, Obama says, don't boo, vote. Now, we can boo that. We can boo that all day. And, you know, what courage for Liz Cheney to say what she said that day. And what courage for my friend Rob Coles to say what he said today. It's for all the marbles, guys. I mean, like, you there was a story that came out about Marine General John Kelly. And Trump said to John Kelly that he wants his generals to be like the Nazi generals. And he wanted to behave more like, quote, Hitler's generals. This is the president of the United States, guys. And it's at some point, it's like, what more do we need from dozens of felonies to scandals to, you know, January 6th to what? What more is there to convince people that, you know, maybe this guy is not the right guy to have that job? Maybe this guy is not the one we should give the keys back to the car to. And what a crazy thing. And I don't want to say it's a sad thing because, you know, people having the courage that Rob Coles had today is not sad, but it's a sad state that we're here. It's a sad thing that we have to have these conversations. Rob was afraid of his own safety. That's not okay. That's not normal. And I hope that this discussion gets to some of my other friends that are either in the legislature or that are retired, that they can find some of the courage to say some of the things that Rob Coles said today. I look at my kids, and their future, and I really appreciate what he did today. I think that is remarkable. A remarkable act of courage. And I appreciate that very much. Rob Coles is a good man. He is a good and decent man. And he's served the state for a very long time admirably. And like he said, this might have been the most important thing he's done in his career. Thank you, Rob, for doing that. We'll see you next week. Keep on fighting, guys. Take care.